This is Rachel.
This is Jim.
Hi, Rachel. It's Scotty. How are you?
Hi, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
I'm doing great.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Good.
I'm here.
Excellent.
Well, I think we all know what the agenda is.
Go ahead, Jim.
Go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You had said something.
No, I just said I think we all know what the agenda is. I didn't know if you wanted to jump right into it, if you had anything else you wanted to bring up first.
No, I think we can jump right into it. Of course, the most important issue is getting show number one up on the website so the rest of the world can hear it other than those that listen live on Saturday, because that is the early on. The broadcasts are very important because the radio station audience is key to this. But beyond the radio station audience, there's the rest of the world, and I've got people in five countries that want to listen to the show. So getting the first show up, and then what is the process and timeline each week to put the new show up online, and then what do we do with the old shows? Can we archive them on the website, or do I need to do that somewhere else? So let's talk about those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you both in front of a computer right now?
Yep.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So this is my best recommendation would be to use SoundCloud. That would require the station or Scott yourself creating a SoundCloud account. It is free. But from there, you can upload the recording of the full show to your SoundCloud profile, and then I could get that embedded onto the website for you. So I want to show you an example of an account that I work on that currently does this. So if you go to Park Fellowship MN.org, it's a church that I work with.
Yep, I see. Listen to the sermons online.
Yeah, so if you go to the sermons page,
Rachel, I'm getting a DNS error assist message. I wasn't able to bring it up. Should I Google it and then try? What is it again?
Yeah, it's Park Fellowship. M as in mom, N as in Nancy, .org.
Oh, M is, okay.
So the abbreviation for
Minnesota. Okay. In Sartell, Minnesota? Yeah, I had it down as MM. I'm sorry. All right, I'm there. Thank you.
That's okay. Yeah. So the way that we just have this set up is the three most recent sermons are available. These I can embed on the website within 1 minute. It's super easy for me to add. I don't have to go through my design team to do it. So if you're asking about timeline of an expectation of when the show could be added, it could be added first thing every morning. I could put that reoccurring on my calendar. Or it would be even as easy as you, Scott, to add it on Saturdays after it airs, is recorded and uploaded on the SoundCloud profile. Essentially, all you would need are logins to the website, and then I could walk you through the steps on how to just copy and paste the code yourself. It's really easy, so we could have it up as soon as Saturday or first thing Monday morning when I'm able to take care of it.
So that all makes sense. So, who's doing the Park Fellowship? Are you doing this for them, or do they put these up themselves?
So they put them up themselves. They record it, and then they upload it. So that would be your responsibility or the radio station to upload the recordings to the SoundCloud profile.
All right, let's go to the Sovereign website.
Mm-hmm.
You have this tune into the show little icon that's pulsing.
Yeah.
On the home page as you navigate through the site. I think that stays on the site no matter where you're at.
It does.
Is there any reason you put it in the lower right-hand corner, or is that just a clean place to put it?
Yeah, that's just a traditional placement. Do you have somewhere else that you would prefer it to be? I honestly don't know how many.
You see where the find out how to listen is?
Mm-hmm.
That should just be listen to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, before we never had a show to direct people to. So clicking listen to the show, it would have just taken people to a random page on the website, which is what this button with the pulsing microphone does just for the time being. I know this was something you really wanted up. So now that we do have a show to link the button out to, we can definitely change it from find out how to listen to listen to the show.
Yeah, I like the artwork of the microphone. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just put listen to the show in that, right now it says tune into the show. If you put listen to the show and move that whole artwork up where find out how to listen is, that would be great.
Okay.
Can you do that, Rachel? Can you put it in the task section?
Yeah, I'm going to ask if it can go on that main DL, that main image that we have. It's possible we should be able to do that custom button there. I'll double check. I don't see why we can't. But, Scott, I know you did want something that was eye-catching, so do you still want us to leave this version of it to follow people around no matter where they are at on the site? That way we can always direct people to the actual recording. Or do you want that removed completely from the bottom right side?
No, I would put it in both. I would keep that, simply change from tune into the show to listen to the show. Tune in is a broadcast term.
Mm-hmm.
I think for a website, listen to the show is just better language.
Yeah, sure.
So I would leave that where it is. It says change it to say listen to the show. And then I'd also put it where you run your cursor over find out how to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I would put listen to the show there and use the same artwork if you can.
Okay. I follow now. You got it.
And obviously that's going to click to another page. You're going to have this new page where we can put, and I would only probably keep, I think, three or four weeks of show at a time is enough on the site. So,
okay.
So after the fourth week, the first show would probably fade away and we'd be on shows 2, 3, 4, and 5 on the site. So, yeah, I like the idea of clicking through now that we have the show. The How to Listen page can be the page where people listen to. Instead of how to listen, it's listen to the show.
Absolutely.
And then you've already got the page set up. You've actually got the page, but right now you just have the station logo. Actually, I think that is probably something you want to keep, how to listen. I think you still want to keep that page because we still want to promote the show on KYYW.
Right, yeah, I would recommend leaving the radio station visible or available.
Leave the tab how to listen to the show and just add a new tab so that when people click the listen to the show, they're going to a new page.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
okay,
then,
so we're going to leave the tab part intact, how to listen to the show, but then we'll have the icon on the home page on the bottom right and keep it there for all of them, and then have that a link to the email or to the page that has the show as well as the reference to the radio station. Am I following that? Is that what we're doing?
So we're going to leave the how to listen to the show, and the microphone button will link out to a new page that's for listen to the show that will have all of the recordings. And we can still incorporate the logo for KYYW on the listen to the show page. That way we're still promoting where people can listen to it live if they wanted to tune in. But essentially, it'll be two separate pages.
Yeah, so you've got a tab at the top, how to listen to the show. You're going to leave that there, and that's going to go to the how to listen to the show page.
Right.
You're going to add another tab to listen to the show because it's going to be a new page, so we should have a navigation button at the top for it.
Yeah.
And where you have find out how to listen on the home page, which is underneath the line, listen to our radio show Saturdays, you have a button that when you scroll over it, it turns yellow.
Yep, that's what we're going to try to replace with the microphone button and link it
and
to listen to the
listen
show.
Listen to the show, yeah.
Right.
So that's it. It creates a new page, and we just leave the how to listen to the show page alone as is.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
Do you think that, I don't want to add like homework for you guys or the station, but do you think that the SoundCloud account will be relatively easy for you to be uploading the recordings each week?
I don't see why not. If I don't want to do it, I've got a web guy here.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little upset with me. I didn't let him do this website. But that's just yeah. But he can if I it's probably as easy as dragging, clicking and dragging. Most of those sites are fairly easy to use.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
I just want to make sure you can get the recorded files from the station, or I don't know. I just am not on that end of things, so I want to make sure it's as easy for you as possible to be uploading them to the profile.
I'm going to go set up the SoundCloud account as soon as we hang up.
Okay.
And then I assume it's going to give me password. It's going to be password protection. You're going to need the password.
And I actually won't.
No? Okay. Well, you're going to. I want you to put the first show up.
Absolutely, yeah. So I can pull all of that just as a SoundCloud site visitor. I don't have to be logged in to get that information.
Oh, really? So you're going to be able
yeah.
to take the file I gotcha. Okay, you're going to be able
mm-hmm.
to, once I have a SoundCloud account, you don't need any of that information then?
Nope, I don't. It'll be
okay.
super easy for me to do it without being logged in.
Okay, I'm on create an account page. It looks fairly simple. I'm just going to sign up and
mm-hmm.
let's see what their web form looks like. I don't get it. I clicked on create an account, and it took me to a page with music on it. Oh, I guess it created the account just by clicking on the button. That's weird.
So I'm going to walk through the process, too. When I click create an account, it prompts me to sign in with Facebook or Gmail or a different email address.
I used Google, whatever. I signed in with Google.
Okay, sure. So that probably just in one step created the account for you because it's in sync with your Google account.
Okay, so it's under my name, not the radio show. I don't think that's an issue, is it? Or is that page, we're going to be able to brand that? Well, the page is going to be on your site, so it's not going to matter what the account is under.
Correct.
Yeah.
The only reason if you wanted to link it to your account, like the sermons example page, we have a button that allows people to access all of the sermons. But if you only wanted to make three visible at a time, people are going to be able to still access your whole profile because these embedded links do link out to the whole profile. But you should have access like within settings to name your SoundCloud page. Think of an artist that uses this platform for music. They can change the page to be their stage name or their artist name, not the name that's associated with their Gmail when they sign up.
Right. Okay. I'll figure that out. And you know, I am the host of the show, so if it's under my name, that's not a big deal, really. But it doesn't matter because we're going to drive the traffic to listen to the show to sovereignradio.net anyway. So they're going to only access the show from sovereignradio.net website.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter. They're going to go to the radio show's website to listen. If they're listening on SoundCloud and they see my name, that's not a big deal to me.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so what else do I have to do for you to put the first show up? Anything else?
Yeah, I would just need you to email me the link of your profile so that I can grab it.
Okay, so I'm going to click on my profile. Oh, yeah, SoundCloud/ Scotty Sachs. All right, let me send it to you right now.
Okay.
Rachel, you're making this really easy, Rachel.
Hey, that's the goal.
If I can point and click and do this in 5 seconds, that's as easy as it just gets.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your why isn't your email coming? What's your email address, Rachel?
It's Rachel, RACHAEL. Ryan.
It's coming up when I put your name in. It's not coming up. That's too strange.
Interesting.
Yeah, you're already saved.
Mhm. Are you spelling Rachel right? It's RACHAEL. It's a little bit of a different spelling.
Yep. Something's going on with my inbox. But anyway, I'll figure it out. I'm going to get you the link now. It's simple. It's just SoundCloud /my name, but I'll send it over. And how soon do you think you'll have that page up? Because I don't want to give anybody a link to that. Obviously, I can't give anybody a link until you have the page up anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can have the page up.
So you have the page up, will you send it to me?
Yeah, essentially it's just going to be a blank page because I don't have an audio clip to put on it yet.
Jim, how does she get the audio?
So that's what I was saying, that you have to upload the audio. You have to have the recording from the station, or whether you have that recording yourself already. Like I said, I don't know how things work on the radio side of things, but you need that recording to upload it onto SoundCloud. Until it's uploaded on SoundCloud, I can't do anything with it.
Jim, since the Dropbox file that Chaz has set up only has the 4 segments of the show, it does not have the final edited show, I do not believe. So I don't have that file on my end.
Yeah, you know, and you may not be able to answer this question, Rachel, but this might be a logistics issue. I don't know how we can get the entire program on because it's got 3 or 4 different commercial cluster stop sets. For instance, the church will have maybe a 45-minute or 1-hour program. I don't know, but it'll be totally self-contained. So they will upload a program, and it will be 45 to 60 minutes of their worship service. Scott's show is 4 11-minute segments on average, and they're interspaced between commercial stop sets, news programs, and whatnot. So I don't know that we can say that there's an actual copy of the program intact. Nobody records the program once they get the pieces made. They just put it into the system and the computer runs it. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Again, I know you're not a broadcast person.
Yeah, you know, basically the show exists in Sovereign Radio segment 1 finished, segment 2 finished, segment 3 and segment 4. They're finished segments of about 10 and a half and 11 minutes each.
I'm thinking we may have to have, and again, no, you may not be able to help me with this, Rachel, but maybe you could help me with how it looks. But I'm thinking, again, the easy answer is we have a one-hour program that's taped off the air. I just don't see how that could be done. But if we don't have that, we will have to have episode or show one and then have four segments in it that people can click on. And I know SoundCloud can do that. I just don't know how that would be put into the computer without making that page kind of difficult. It would almost be as if you need a landing page for people to go to see the show or to see a menu, and then from that menu continue to click to get...
Jim, way too complicated. That's not how we...
I know it.
That's not going to work. It's way too complicated, yeah.
So I can't think of any other way to do it.
Well, I can think of a way. It's an extra step, and I don't know who can do the extra step, but it's somebody take the four segments and just cut the four segments together so that they're four continuous segments. Because they're bumpered and they're standalone, Jim, but if you literally edited the four segments together, it would flow as one show.
And that's something you probably can do in SoundCloud, because I think of, you know, people that are using this as a music platform, for example, they probably have multiple cuts of a song and then, you know, they're putting it together. So there's probably a way right in that platform that you can drag and drop all four of the segments and have them combined.
Yeah, that would be the ideal thing, Scott. You'd have access to each of the segments once he gets them finished. And then you would be able to make sure that it got done each week properly. Yeah, I think that would be the best way, if that functionality is available.
And if not, this sermons page that I showed the example of, we've got three of the recent sermons in a row. Well, we could do four for the four segments in a row and have a title over it with the date, and then segment 1, 2, 3, 4, and then just below that another row, because that's really not going to cluster the page too much. It would just be three rows of segments, all dated, so very easy for people to realize what clips go with what show.
All right, let me just jump in here and say, I absolutely will not do this in segments. I will not get people listening to the whole show. People will not listen to the whole show. When the segment one's over, we're going to lose 70% of those people. We'll never click on segment two. So if we put up four segments the way it exists now and don't take the time to combine those segments, Jim, the time spent listening is going to drop off the – just going to drop.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So again, the answer is to find out if SoundCloud can allow you to do that editing. That is the answer. That's the best answer.
Well, it's SoundCloud can do it, great. If not, then I'm going to have somebody take those four segments out of Dropbox and edit them together, Jim. It's simple as that. Somebody's got to do it.
Right.
Yeah. So that there's a finished show. And my guess is SoundCloud allows for that kind of edit, to take two files and cut them together. I bet SoundCloud will let you do that.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so I can go ahead and at least get the bones of that page put together. Have some, you know, titles on it and everything. I won't set it live, but I can still send it to you. That way,
perfect. Let's
you
do
have that,
that Rachel.
Link.
Yeah, yep.
I can do that.
Let's do that, and then I'm going to work on my end, figure out how to get the show edited, regardless of what tools are used to edit it, and then in its final edited state, it'll be put on SoundCloud. I'm going to have to call my web guy, and I have a feeling he may even be familiar with SoundCloud. But I know somebody. I know a ton of production people. Somebody's familiar with SoundCloud, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm familiar with it. I've been Jim, that opening segment that my buddy did, the opening to the show, it's a minute 20.
Uh-huh.
He sent it to me on SoundCloud.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So.
Well, and again, if it's a matter of stringing together the four segments, Chaz can do that as well. So somebody can get it done.
Yeah. Well, let's see if someone else besides Chaz can do it. That's just one more step for him. I suppose once he's got the four segments, he would tell you it'd probably take him 10 minutes to put the four together.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
I'm going to send him an email and ask him how long it would take him.
Okay. And I did talk to Stacy too. So, yeah, everybody is clear on if you get them the pieces, the same type of pieces that we had this past week, if you get them to him all ready to go by Wednesday, he's going to be able to create that program very, very quickly. So the final step would be then stringing them all together and uploading it to SoundCloud if he could do that.
Yeah, well, there's no question Chaz can do it. It's a question of we want him. If I have someone who can do it quickly, we'll leave him out of it.
Good. I agree. I think that would be best.
Yeah, we'll leave him out of it if we can. If I can't find an option to him, then I'll let you know. But I'm going to try to find someone who could take the four segments and edit them together quickly and throw it up on SoundCloud. I probably can learn to do it, and it's probably fairly easy, but I don't want to be doing it either. So I'm going to delegate it one way or the other.
Yeah. Again, you know, you talk to whomever that you know about SoundCloud to see if that functionality is available.
I just hung up with a guy before our call that's a musician, and he's also a businessman, Jim, that I'm going to have on the radio show, and his name is Johnny, and Johnny's going to answer this question in 2 seconds.
Good. Great. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess we got our work to do. Rachel, if you can get, I realize there's nothing there yet, but you can go ahead and set the homepage up the way we've discussed, with the listen to the show being in two places, and setting that page up. And I'll work on SoundCloud, and I will reconvene with you tomorrow morning where we're at.
And then let's also take, you know, we're going to be reducing the Town Square Interactive program that we have right now. And we've already gotten, but if we reduce some of the functionality that we have through TSI, just want to make sure that I'm clear and Scott's clear on what we're going to be able to do with the website. So can we, that sounds a little disjointed the way I'm saying it now, but you understand where I'm going with this, Rachel? Can you kind of help us move forward with this?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had reached out to John McLean earlier. I know he was on the call with us last time, and we kind of talked about your approach to the different ways to market the show. We obviously have you with a full package that includes the website, search engine optimization, social media posting, retargeting ads. So you've got a lot with this, and I know you mentioned wanting to scale back. So, you know, we can really tailor that in any way for you.
I realize I'm going to lose all of the marketing support services that come with it, all the retargeting and the SEO process and all that. But my experience with content like this is it's really how good is the viral and grassroots marketing. Word of mouth marketing is the best we can get. And sharing links to the show, I'm a part of multiple groups. Some are local U.S., some have members all over the world. I'll be distributing the show link that way. And so, and many of my fellow members of groups and friends and even family can share the link to the show. So I'm going to rely on viral marketing. And at some point when the show is doing well from a sponsorship standpoint, then we can add back some of those services. But I don't see them as I don't see them as critical. I mean, we're certainly going to know in 3 months. We can look at the traffic to the site from the first 3 months where we had those services to the second 3 months where we didn't have those marketing services, and we'll see what, you know, how much impact it has on the visits to the website. But because there wasn't a show on the site, there was no reason to send anybody to the site other than people curious about what the show was about.
Right.
So
yeah, I don't disagree with you with changing the tactics there and then revisiting it in a few months to see if it's something that you'd want to get back rolling again. So, I mean, we can do something as bare minimum as the website, which you would still be working with me. You'd still have the unlimited edits. So you don't really lose anything with the website itself. Just want to make sure that you know all the services that would be removed, and I want to make sure I'm on the same page as you. So you would want to get rid of the search engine optimization and directories.
Yeah, you could strip all the marketing services off of there, and I would not be worried one bit. If it's just you hosting and maintaining the site and letting us add content, because I'm going to start writing articles and add articles every week.
Yeah.
That's really all we're going to be doing is putting the show up and adding articles.
Okay, sure. So, that would bring you – I'm sorry, I think I cut someone off.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Sure. So that would bring you down to just a website package only at $150 a month versus that $597 that we have you at currently.
Well, that's a step in the right direction, so let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So you will have those other services through the remainder of your billing cycle, which is the fifth of every month. So. Just so you know, we will honor it through the full month. And then on the 5th, your new billing cycle will go into effect at the $150 for the website.
Okay. So that's starting April? I'm sorry, it's starting May 5th?
May 5th, yes.
Okay, all right.
One more thing, Rachel. I'm going to send you a link to one of the content providers of the show. And if you could put it next to where you...
Yeah.
Scott? I think we lost Scott.
I think we did too.
Rachel, you know, Rachel, one of the other things I was telling him I'd like to see on the website would be like a poll. You know, you go to a lot of TikTok programs and they have a poll, and studies have shown that people really like those, and it causes, you know, return to the website. With a reduced amount of functionality, can we still do things like add a poll or other ideas that might make the site a little more attractive to the end user?
Yeah, so we don't have like a software to technically create a poll in full sense of it being a poll. But, I mean, we could make our own versions through the use of a gravity form. With just like super simple questions. And then when someone filled it out, it would email the results to Scott if that was something that he'd be interested in receiving the feedback on. Otherwise, I know he has a platform that he's going to be using for people subscribing to, emails and newsletters. That was something that we had talked about last call.
Correct.
So I don't know if maybe a poll would be able to be integrated into that, but we could probably make our own version of it.
And would that still be a part of $150 a month?
Yeah, it would still be like a website. It would still be just unlimited website edit.
Okay. Scott, I was just telling you before we lost you that one of the things that, I used to own a news talk station, but one of the things that are very important to get people to come back, not just the content of the show, but a poll is something that gets a lot of traction. So if we're not ready to do it just yet, but if we have the option of adding a poll, I sure would suggest that you do it. And clearly, we won't lose any functionality, even though we're reducing the cost of the month each month. So, okay,
yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. I will tell you, Rachel, in June, I've set a target date of June 1 to start collecting email addresses. We'll have the third-party email service provider set up. We'll send you, you know, they provide a code on their site to you, the webmaster, mm-hmm. and you'll just pull the code from their site to set up the web forms.
Okay, yeah, so I would be setting up the web forms, or you would be through their platform?
It's through their platform, yeah. The web forms are on their platform, and you'll just, you know, once the forms are set up for capture, my guy will do that. He'll send you the code that you'll link to the form.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. That makes sense.
And we're going to do that in June. I just want to get the things right here first. Get the content right. Then I'm going to worry about collecting email addresses on the website.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both. Appreciate it. I'm going to figure out SoundCloud, and I will email you both in the morning what I found out.
Okay, great.
That sounds good. Well, thank you both.
Thanks, Rachel. All right. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Rachel.
Yeah, take care.
Hey, Scott, before you hang up, Scott, quick question.
Yep.
So yeah, we're good to go. We'll get he's going to be able to get – he understands that you're going to get him that stuff Wednesday afternoon or so, and
yep.
then he'll be able to knock that thing out. So I'm happy to say that this next show will even be better.
Yeah, I mean, it's same approach. I'm going to do the same kinds of things.
What I
did in the first show is the same format and same kind of storytelling and the things I'm going to do. This week I'm following up to the coronavirus, talking about some of the things I've found out about. Bill Gates has a patent. You'll find this interesting because you go to church, right?
Yeah.
Aren't you a guy that's read the Bible somewhat?
Somewhat, yeah. I'm Catholic, and yeah. I'm not a very good Catholic, but yes, I still go to church.
So Gates filed a patent for a microchip that is intended to be implanted in every human in the world. And the microchip is tied to a cloud-based cryptocurrency system because the One World Government plan was to use a One World cryptocurrency. So his microchip is tied to that crypto so that if you don't have the implant and you don't have your vaccines from the Gates Foundation, so you have to have the vaccines from the Gates Foundation and the microchip from Microsoft. You follow me?
Yeah.
If you don't have those two things, the globalist plan was to lock you out of getting a job or going to any store and purchasing anything. So in other words, you couldn't participate in commerce or work if you didn't play ball their way.
Wow.
And you're ready for this, why I brought up the Bible. The patent he filed, patent number 060606. What is 666?
Mark of the beast.
You got it. You think that's coincidence? I don't.
It would be a real stretch to think it was coincidental. You're right.
So, yeah, if you consider all the other things I said in the first show, his ties to the World Health Organization, how they mismanaged and hid information from our government, how the Chinese misled us, and all the linkage between the UN, their agenda for depopulation, Bill Gates' vaccines, his microchips through Microsoft, it's all a plan that they had to do a one-world government and control us and track our every single move by microchipping us.
Wow.
That is an evil sort of, and to use symbolism and rub it in our face by filing a patent 060606.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, that's amazing.
Just so obvious. I mean, people will tie those two numbers together.
Final piece. The Obama administration, led by Dr. Fauci, the one who Trump has leading the medical coronavirus team, Fauci sidestepped Congress, who said no more funding goes to China for research. We were sending money to China for researching viruses because the military told the labs here in the U.S., you cannot create a bioweapon that creates pandemics. No way, no how can you do that in a United States lab. We will not tolerate that. That's a threat, security threat to the United States to develop and research viruses that can create pandemics. So in order to get around that, Fauci got almost $4 million to not a lab in China, the lab in China, the Wuhan, in Wuhan that the coronavirus came from.
Wow.
So our tax dollars funded the pandemic that's been used against us.
That's sickening.
Isn't that sickening? It is a sickening group of people that have run the world. And, you know, the bosses go back to the central bankers, the guys who run the central banks and print the money and make economic policy. And they're just families that are the elites for hundreds of years, if not, I don't know how far back the Rothschilds and the Rockefeller lineage goes, but it's hundreds of years, certainly. And Bill Gates is a sharp guy. He did exactly what Rockefeller did. When Rockefeller was not a very likable businessman and not a very liked guy in the United States, he hired a PR firm who said, we're going to have you set up charities and foundations, and you're going to give money for causes, and then people will see you as a philanthropist kind of a guy instead of a robber
exactly
baron businessman.
It's exactly what happened.
It's exactly what Gates has done. He and his wife prance around the world, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, like they're wonderful people. And they're wonderful philanthropists. And, yeah, I'm sure they put money into things that have done good things. There's no doubt there's been some good, just like the Rockefellers had some foundations that did good things. But it's all part of a bigger agenda for power and control. And it's a sickening, yeah. sick agenda. And that's why I love doing the show. I get to expose it.
Because it's interesting because all of those guys in Rockefeller's era, you know, the Henry Fords, and the Andrew Carnegie, and I can't remember, there's some other guy in steel as well, too. Carnegie was a big steel guy, but somebody else.
J.P. Morgan, the Morgan family.
Yeah. Yes, that's right, Morgan.
Yep.
He was the king of,
yep,
of those guys. So, yeah, that's interesting. Now, I always had a lot of respect for them because I thought they were just, you know, I mean, hard driving and whatnot. Thought they were, you know, just good business people. But after you do a little more research on them, you find out that, wow, you know, they're not quite the not quite the altruistic folks that
no.
you would think they are. So, especially Rockefeller.
Really interesting is the most powerful family that is actually sort of overlorded the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Morgans and the Loebs and all of these rich, powerful families actually have one family they've been sort of beholden to who has the real money, and they've managed to stay out of the spotlight, and the name of the family is the Pasteur. It's a French family called the Pasteurs.
You mean like the Pasteur drug or the same type of spelling as the vaccination guy, the Louis Pasteur? Or
not Pasteur, not Pasteur, Pasteur.
Oh, okay.
It's Pasteur, Pasteur.
Let me write that down. I wouldn't mind checking that out. I'm intrigued with, well, I'm a history buff anyhow, but P-A-Y, what is it again?
I believe it's Pasteur, Pasteur. Hold on, let me just search that real quick, make sure I'm not giving you the wrong spelling.
No, it's okay. I can do a little search. You got plenty to do. Well,
all right, I'm gonna I got to get rocking here on the show.
Yeah, so you and I, with our part, I'm done with that, right? Or do you need me to?
Yeah, I know. You and I are set for a couple of weeks now because we've got Seton. I'm going to use Seton's interview this week. Actually, there's enough
okay.
for 2 weeks.
I'm going to reach out to Seton and find out how he's doing. He's never told me if he's got coronavirus or not, but I'm going to call him and I'm going to text him and just find out how he's doing, and hopefully he'll be honest with me and tell me how he is. But then I'll also tell him that you'll have him on the program. It's more than tentatively scheduled. You'll have him on the program this Saturday morning in the 9 o'clock hour.
Absolutely. I'm including
okay.
that interview this week.
Okay, super. All right.
All righty.
Yeah, and then hopefully we'll be able to get the first one done so he can listen to that too. But I'm going to reach out right now and just say, how are you doing? And then let him know, and then I'll tell him in a day or so, I'll send him a link so he can listen to the first program, which was excellent. Okay, super. All righty.
All right, thanks,
Jim.
Talk to you later.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.